At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Coming up next half hour, we'll talk more about the forced power outages in southeast Louisiana yesterday. LSU kind of lost power during the SEC tournament. Let's go live and direct to Baton Rouge and wish a very good morning to our WWL.com LSU columnist, Jeff Palermo. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Dave. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Happy Memorial Day to you and yours.
Yeah, same to you.
Maybe more importantly to LSU baseball fans, today is selection day for the NCAA baseball tournament on the road to Omaha in the College World Series. We already know that LSU is a top 16 seed, which means they host a regional. We find out later if they'll be a top 8 seed, which will tell us if they get to host a super regional should they win the regional, right?
That is exactly right. And based on the projections, based on some of the projected brackets that are out there, LSU has done enough to be a top 8 national seed, probably falling somewhere around the 6 or 7 spots as far as a national seed. They did a lot of things right this season, winning 19 conference games. You had 20 if you count the win against Texas A&M on Friday night. They had a really good record against what they refer to as quadrant one teams, which is your record against some of the best teams in the country. The one thing that's hurt them or one thing that has put this into a little bit of a doubt, and I mean just a very, very tiny little bit of a doubt, is their non-conference schedule really drags them down a little bit when you take a look at their RPI. I mean, their RPI, they're outside of the top 10. When it comes to the RPI, but that's just kind of the way it works.
Yeah, they try to play a lot of in-state schools on those Tuesday night games because I think that fans like that. But I don't know that fans realize that by playing the Gramblings and the Southeasterns and the UL Lafayettes of the world, that while it's great for the fans, it does bring down their strength of schedule a little bit, and it does it now call into question how competitive they are. Although I don't know, it's also confusing that they've been 1, 2, or 3 in all of the publication rankings all season long, but now you're talking about them being a 6, 7, or 8. How is it that the top ranked team by the writers isn't one of the top ranked teams by the selection folks?
Yeah, when you look at WarrenNolan.com, which is a very good website to take a look at all this stuff, they have their RPI at 10. And a big reason why is because of, and again, as you mentioned, the last 2 weeks they've been ranked number one in the Major League Baseball polls, but their non-conference schedules ranked 221 in the country. And when you look at teams like Vanderbilt, Georgia, and Auburn, they're in the 50s and the 70s. Texas has got a pretty high low, if you would, non-conference strength of schedule at 203, but they won the Southeastern Conference. They won it basically going away. But again, when you go to that you know, what you were just talking about as far as the non-conference schedule, you know, not only, you know, they've always been playing the in-state schools, but it was a down year for UL Lafayette. It was a down year for Louisiana Tech. They played Nicholls twice. Nicholls is the two-time defending champions in the Southland Conference, but they had a real down season. So even the in-state schools were even having a down season. And then when you go all the way back to non-conference before conference play started and your weekend series there and you're playing the North Alabamas of the world and the Purdue Fort Waynes, you know, those were two teams that at this point last year, they did not have them scheduled. They had a couple of other teams that would have been, you know, one from a Power 5 school or a Power 4 school, but they dropped out. They decided not to, they didn't want to play the games at LSU, and that left Jay Johnson scrambling for opponents, looking for anybody that he can basically get to fill the schedule. And so the conference, this is not necessarily what Jay Johnson wanted. And then even when they went over to Frisco, they played a team like Sam Houston, who is normally very good, but this year had a real down season. So all that really hurt LSU's non-conference strength of schedule, and therefore it hits them a little bit on their RPI.
So they weren't trying to schedule powder puff games during the midweek. Yeah. It's just that the teams that they happen to schedule, which some have had very good success in the past, this year, for some whatever reason, most of their non-conference opponents were just having bad years. So that hurts their strength of schedule, and that hurts their potential seeding. But you still feel like they are a top eight seed, even if they're not a top five seed.
Yeah, I think, you know, the question is, and I think this will happen, LSU will get, or excuse me, not LSU, but the Southeastern Conference will get six out of the eight will be top eight national seeds. You're talking Vandy, Georgia, Auburn, Texas, Arkansas, and LSU. You know, Coastal Carolina is ranked higher in the RPI than LSU. They're in at number eight.
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, so there you go. So who do you think when the tournament selection committee takes a look at it and is trying to determine who's going to get a top eight national seed? Are they going to take it someone like Coastal Carolina, who just had an unbelievable season in the Sun Belt this year, going 26-4, or someone like LSU, who played very well at home, played very well, you know, during the course of the conference season, really played consistently, really only had one bad weekend all year when they got swept by Auburn. And, I mean, it's just, you know, LSU should be getting that nod over Coastal Carolina for that top eight national seed.
We're talking.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Jeff Palermo on Selection Monday for the NCAA baseball tournament. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jeff if we should be concerned. Not that LSU didn't win their conference tournament, because I think a lot of people didn't expect the Tigers to do what it takes to win the SEC tournament based on the fact that they have a bigger prize on the horizon. But should we be concerned that the bats went quiet? It wasn't that they didn't have enough pitching. It was that they couldn't find the offense. We'll see how concerned Jeff is about that. And now that it's double elimination the rest of the way through the regional and super regional and into the College World Series, how did LSU do when they had the opportunity throughout the season? He talked about that one series they got swept, but other than that, this is a pretty good team at coming and finding what they need to find when they need to find it. So we'll focus on that and the LSU baseball team after this. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Back with Jeff Palermo on WWL. 6:24, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to get a public service commissioner in here for the state of Louisiana to tell us, was yesterday's power outage an isolated incident, or is that going to be the new normal? Are we going to join many other regions of the country in having forced power outages because of too much demand and not enough supply? We'll do that in about 20 minutes. Right now, we're talking to Jeff Palermo, our LSU WWL.com columnist, about today's selection process for the baseball tournament for the NCAA and if LSU has done enough to be a top eight seed going into the regional play and hopefully making it all the way to Omaha in the College World Series. Jeff, the bats went quiet in that first game of the SEC tournament for the Tigers after the third inning, and they didn't get a single run the rest of that game or at all in their last game in the SEC tournament. You kind of expected the pitching perhaps to be an issue as they're saving everyone for the regionals and super regionals and hopefully World Series, but were you surprised that the bats were so quiet these last 12 innings?
Well, we've been seeing this. Maybe not to this extent, you know, only two hits in the last 15 innings there at Hoover, which is not very good. And it wasn't like you were facing the top line pitchers at that point. You were facing, you know, weekend starters, freshmen, number three starters, and you really couldn't generate much offense in those two games that you played against A&M and Ole Miss. But we've been seeing this for most of the season since conference play started when LSU was played away from Alec Box Stadium. And if you look at the 17 games that they have played since the start of conference season away from Alec Box Stadium, they're only averaging four runs a game. And it's really only that high because there are a couple games there, like against Oklahoma, they scored, I think, 10 runs once. They scored 11 again. You know, there's a couple, you know, times where the offense did come together and they actually – put up some runs, and then it gets a little bit inflated when you played like teams like, you played South Carolina on the road, and they're not very good, so that kind of helps. So it's really been an issue that we've seen all season long, and it is concerning that, you know, if LSU, you know, wins its regional, goes to super regional, you know, what is this team going to do offensively when they get to Omaha? And the conditions, you look at really all the games that were played at the SEC tournament, not a lot of runs were being scored. The wind was blowing in. The ball just wasn't carrying this week at Hoover. And we've seen it at the College World Series. You can have very similar conditions where you're just not having a lot of – you're not having a lot of offense. And so if they get to the College World Series, I mean, they're going to be able to score a lot of runs. But here's the good thing, I think, for LSU is they have the top two pitchers in the country starting-wise as far as a 1-2 combination in Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. And you can lean on those guys if they're able to get to the College World Series. You would likely throw Cade Anderson in game one. You got a good chance at winning that game. And then if you win that game and then you pitch Anthony Ianson, again, you got a good chance to win that game, even if you're only scoring a couple of runs. And then if you win that game, then that puts you just one win away from getting to the championship series. And whoever plays you has to beat you twice. So LSU may have to rely a lot on that pitching. But let's see. You know, they'll be back at the box. They've been able to score runs at a better clip when they've been playing at the box. Let's see if they can't get into a groove here a little bit more offensively and take some confidence with them if they're able to make it to Omaha.
And baseball is a different sport, obviously, and it really is built around series. We see it at the major league level, but also obviously at the college level. And one thing LSU has done very well this season, they've lost some games, but they haven't lost a lot of series. They are able, when it is best 2 out of 3, double elimination, whatever, to find what they need to get through those situations.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is pitching. Because you have Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, those guys are just difficult to beat. You might be able to get one of them, but I don't think, you know, other than the Auburn series, both of them have, or one of them has at least helped you win one of those games. And then what we've also seen here, and I think what was encouraging about Saturday was you saw a guy like Jaden Nuke go out there and give you four strong innings as a third starter for you. Chase Shores has looked really good out of the bullpen. And then Jacob Myers is a guy that we've been kind of waiting for to really develop and emerge out of the bullpen because, I mean, he's a guy that could throw in the upper 90s, and he pitched very well in Hoover. And they didn't even use Zach Cowan or Cason Evans. So they got enough pitching to get this done. It's going to come down to can this team offensively score enough runs. And I don't blame LSU fans for being concerned about that because that was – again, that was very alarming to watch this team just really struggle to get anything going offensively for those last 15 innings. That's not a good sign.
No, but let's hope the pitching can carry them and they find just enough offense. Thank you, Jeff. We'll find more from you at WWL.com. Looking forward to see what you have to say after today's selection. Thank you, Jeff, and happy Memorial Day. Someone upset I keep saying happy Memorial Day. We'll talk about that coming up after news on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.